Good afternoon. My name is Mackenzie, and I share my meals with hungry people in my community every week with Food Not Bombs. In fact, I was out sharing meals last night. The amendment to Chapter 20 of the Code of Ordinances criminalizes everyday people like me who are using direct action to meet a need in our community. With this amendment, citizens must receive government permission before they can help the needy. We're taught from a young age that lending a hand to our friends is an honorable endeavor, yet our government tells us we need their permission before we may reach out. We are told we should look out for one another and give what we have to those who lack, yet the government wants to shut some of us down. This amendment puts direct action, grassroots organizations like mine, run by citizens, at risk. It criminalizes those people who take initiative and work hard to improve their communities. We all struggle to make ends meet sometimes, but it's organizations like mine that reach into their own pockets to help those with even less. Despite the millions of dollars in the budgets of major organizations like Star of Hope and the six-figure salaries included in this budget, these organizations cannot single-handedly solve the problem. Houston needs people like us. Why should...
Thank you.
Thank you. And to be clear, any church that wants to feed the homeless on their own property, under their own conditions, can do that. You can invite the homeless to your church and do whatever you want. So the line is drawn, public feeding, not to prevent in any way a church from feeding the homeless. Councilmember Brown.
Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Mackenzie, what organization again are you with, please?
I'm with Food Not Bombs.
Okay. And you look really young. Have you been with them for a while?
I've been with them for 2 years. I'm a university student.
Thank you for doing that. An idea has come to my mind in terms of addressing some of the cleanup needs in our city. I know we're talking about feeding the homeless needs. Being part of a university campus and life and getting folks involved in charity-based activities, isn't that something that perhaps we can go to your organization, people that volunteer with your organization, and ask them? Motion to extend.
We do not have sufficient council members.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Janowski. To be followed by Mr. Nathaniel Custer.
My name is Dina Yanowski, and I started serving with Houston Food Not Bombs on Ash Wednesday 2010. With the aid of F&B, I have served over 75-plus people every Wednesday night for the past 2 years. This past February, I volunteered to work with the Houston Coalition for the Homeless. With this group, I volunteered my car and gasoline to drive around 5 hours a night for two Tuesdays and do a head count of homeless people in my mapped area. The Coalition for Homeless' most recent report demonstrates that resources available don't cover this need as homelessness increases across the board. We all want the same result. We want everyone to go to bed satisfied. But that is not a realistic goal. No amount of money, volunteers, or paid staff for that matter could ensure that everyone in Houston goes to bed completely satiated. All we want is to continue sharing food with our friends. Friends that help us serve, friends that help us wash dishes, and friends that know we'll be there for them no matter what. Don't prevent us from helping help Houston.
Councilmember Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Yanowski, did I say that correct?
Yanowski.
Yanowski, sorry. Thank you for coming. I appreciate the your support and your activism. I don't know if I mentioned earlier that Coalition for the Homeless is very supportive of this initiative, and I think they are pretty well-versed in this area, and so I just wanted to remind our viewers and our listeners that there is broad-based support here and that we want to continue to improve this and to have that dialogue and to work with organizations like yourself. Your executive director mentioned that you guys do this very well, and so we want to utilize that knowledge and not discourage it. So, again, thank you for being here.
Councilmember Brown?
I was going to ask you my question I was going to ask the previous speaker. Is among volunteers, the youth in particular, would there not be interest in doing efforts to help in cleanup of areas that, you know, after the feeding and everything, there's perhaps a lot of litter? That's an effort that perhaps that can be organized and helped.
We do not have enough to extend. Sorry, council member. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Custer. To be followed by Ms. Erica Sezonoff.